Brown bear hunting in the Kenai Wildlife Refuge could be closed entirely this year. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the refuge's proposal comes just days after a call for a full and permanent ban on brown bear hunting.
The Center for Biological Diversity issued the call for the full ban, and the refuge responded with a scaled-back plan. Kirsten Lippman is a conservation biologist for the center. She says the one-year ban offered up by the refuge is a good step.
Well, we were really happy to see that, no question about it, especially because the hunt is scheduled to start September 1st. So we were really concerned about what would happen once that opened up. So it's great to see the refuge kind of taking the steps they need to protect the bears on their lands from the overhunting that's occurring.
Last spring, the State Board of Game voted to expand harvest opportunities for brown bears, in part based on public testimony. People have said for some time and continue to say there are simply too many bears on the Kenai and that interactions are becoming more frequent. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which oversees the refuge, there are about 600 brown bears on the Kenai Peninsula, and that population is genetically unique and almost completely isolated. And so the struggle between state and federal management agencies is in finding the lowest number of bears necessary to sustain the population. Last fall, a meeting was held in Soldotna where, again, the call was made to allow a higher take of bears to curb conflicts. Doug Vincent Lang, director of the State Division of Wildlife Conservation, said getting agreement on what that lowest number is has been difficult.
In many discussions with the service, we have been told that their legal mandates require them to and the state to maintain, quote, natural diversity on the refuge. State regulations must maintain the important biological functions that brown bears serve and have served as predators and recyclers of marine-derived nutrients. Unfortunately, none of these provide specific metrics to guide state management and prevent preemption, so we are left to guess and interpret to the best of our ability what these undefined goals might mean.
The board set up a 3-year trial program for the expanded hunt. They would allow baiting stations to be set up, and they also put a cap in place. 70 bears would be the maximum number that could be harvested. According to the Wildlife Refuge, 71 bear mortalities were documented in 2013, and 54 more have been counted so far this year. Kirsten Lippman says there could have been some middle ground when the board made its decision. She says 70 bears a year is just too many, and some of the means, like the baiting stations, aren't the best methods to help control populations.
So that's certainly one aspect of it that could have been met at a happy medium, either by eliminating, you know, not allowing brown bear baiting at all, like the refuge has already banned brown bear baiting on its lands anyway, or just limiting the number of bears killed at bait stations to a more reasonable number, a more sustainable number.
But finding what that sustainable number is has been tricky. Not only is there disagreement between agencies and residents about the overall population, but also about just exactly how many bears are necessary to maintain it. Bill Iverson spoke at that same meeting in the fall on behalf of the Alaska Outdoor Council. He highlighted another problem in managing the issue, the different goals of the state and federal agencies that are in charge.
We're trying to reduce the number of bears and bear conflicts that we're having in the area, and they want to increase the number of bears, and that's the last thing we need is more bears down here. I lived at Funny River Road. I've had more bear conflicts in the last 10 years than I care to think about, but in the last 2 or 3 years, those numbers have plummeted.
And he gives credit for that drop in his number of conflicts to the increased harvest opportunities. But if reducing the amount of bear-human conflicts is the goal, Lippman says education needs to be a part of the strategy too, and simply liberalizing hunting opportunities doesn't necessarily help meet that goal. It's not just the number of bears, but which individuals in the population you target that can make a difference.
You might be taking out those bears that have lived in that area for years. They're habituated to people. They avoid contact with humans. You know, they're old, wise, wily bears that have managed to coexist at that interface for quite some time. So you're killing off bears that really haven't been a problem and opening up the door for young bears, you know, especially young adolescent male bears that generally cause the problems to come in there. You're actually potentially making it worse.
The refuge is taking public comments on its proposal to nix the bear hunt between September 1st and May 31st of next year until August 27th. There are also two public meetings planned, one at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Office in Anchorage on August 26th, and another the following evening at the Soldotna Sports Complex. Both of those meetings are scheduled for 6 p.m. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.